Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this: our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And guess what? He does not even waste our failures. That's amazing news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is going to be the story behind my song, I Will Never Be the Same. This song is from my live worship recording called I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1. This particular song came to me way back on June 18th of 1992. Once again, this song was given to me as a reminder of and as a declaration of who and of whose I am. I belong to Jesus. That's the bottom line. At this particular time in our church body in Oklahoma City, we had a men's chorus that ministered once a month. I was tired of leading them in the same old songs we sang for our regular worship times, so I asked the Lord if He had any new songs for us to declare as men. And the Lord heard my cry and gave me this song. It was really a cool deal. Now, coming from the men, this song had a very powerful introduction the first time we ever sang it. And like the depth and the power of the male voice, we can boldly declare the words and truths of this song with the depth and power of our Lord Jesus Christ, whether or not we are male or female, young or old, or whatever. Once we have been cleansed and changed by the power of Jesus' blood, we will never be the same. All the old is truly passed away. The words of this song ring just as true for me all these years later as they did the moment I received them. It's a good thing to declare the truth to one's own soul. It is a very powerful way of renewing one's mind. As you listen to this song, I encourage you to put off any lies the Lord may reveal to you concerning your identity in Christ, and then do this. Replace those lies with the truth of who Father says you are.
Crying, then a love came. Thank you for making us new creations. Thank you for setting us free from sin. Lord, we declare that we belong to you tonight. We declare that the enemy is defeated. Lord, though they slay us, we will stand. Lord, though we walk in darkness, you are a light for us. Lord, though the enemy mock us, we will lift up your name higher. And I say to the world, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for setting us free, Lord. Thank you for setting us free, Lord. Thank you for setting us free, Lord.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me a brand new identity, Father, and for setting me free. Thank you so much. I will never be the same, Lord, and I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 through 17 says this, "For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died, and he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer." This is my favorite part of this chapter, this passage. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." One of the most asked questions of my life is this: was your healing instant or was it a process? The answer is yes to both. In an instant, I was born again, radically changed forever. But the process is learning to be like the mighty oak tree. Everything that the oak will be is already in the acorn. The acorn simply needs to grow into the fullness of what is already inside. I simply walk towards Jesus, and he reveals to me the lies I still believe about myself. And once those lies have been revealed, I instantly renounce them and replace them with the truth of who Father says I am. I've been told by people who disagree with me concerning the change God has brought about in my life that I have been brainwashed. And to them I say this, you're absolutely right. I have had my mind washed and cleansed with the truth of who my Father says I am, and I will never be the same again. Amen. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. In case you haven't heard, there's a way you can support the work of ministry God has called me to. To continue doing what God has called me to, that is, setting the captive free and binding up broken hearts and reminding people who they are in Christ, I would like to ask you to consider coming alongside me via a brand new service. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Would you mind checking it out and consider becoming a patron? That would mean a great deal to me if you would just look it over for me. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song we enjoyed today, I Will Never Be the Same, from the live recording I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else today, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.